Hi, and thanks for listening. This is another Marlins Rewind. In a four-game wraparound weekend series, Miami held Colorado to one run Friday night. Then the Rockies bounced back for six on Saturday. They were held scoreless on Sunday. Last night at Marlins Park, the ball flew over the fence like they played the game a mile high in Denver. Glenn Geffner has your Monday Rewind.
Well, a four-game sweep of the Rockies would have been nice, but the Marlins have to settle for three out of four as they lose a home run derby tonight at Marlins Park. 5-3, the Rockies win it. Eight solo home runs in this ball game, accounting for all the runs on a historic night here in Miami. There had never been a game with more than seven home runs hit here at Marlins Park. No team had ever hit more than four in a game here at Marlins Park. Both those records fell tonight. And we should have known early on what kind of night it was going to be with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the first. Marcelo Ozuna got things started for the Marlins.
Ozuna swings, drives the ball high and deep to left. It's headed toward the Clevelander and then some. Up into the seats. It's up, up and away. And a home run for Marcelo Ozuna. Number 14. 1-0 Marlins.
Ozuna takes starter Jorge De La Rosa deep. And then Giancarlo Stanton did the same.
Here's the pitch, and Stanton swings, drives the ball hard toward the gap left center, toward the scoreboard. It is up, up and away, a line drive home run under the State Farm sign, under the Budweiser Bow Tie Bar, and that sets off the home run sculpture as Stanton scores. It's 2-0 Marlins.
For Stanton, his first home run since May 24th against Tampa Bay, his first in 57 at-bats. For the Marlins, their first back-to-back home runs of the season. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So making his Marlins debut, just up in AAA, Paul Clemens was staked a 2-0 lead after one inning, but that lead didn't last long. In the second, he was facing Trevor Story. He got the count to 3-2 on Story. Story swung and missed. It looked like strike three. The pitch hit him in the shoulder. The replays made it very clear. He swung. He missed. He was hit in the shoulder. Should have been strike three. He should have been out. But the home plate umpire, Ron Culpa, thought the ball hit the bat, not the shoulder. It was not a reviewable play. There was nothing the Marlins could do, even though instant replay clearly showed Story should have been struck out. But he wasn't, and on the very next pitch, the blown call came back to haunt the Marlins.
Trevor Story back in there, and here comes a 3-2 to him, and he swings and lifts a high fly ball to deep left. Ichiro back, that ball's gone. Home run for Story, it's number 18 on the year, and RBI number 46, and it's a one-run game, 2-1 Marlins here in the second.
For Story, more home runs, more RBIs than any rookie in the National League. After Ryan Rayburn bounced to short, Rockies muscled up again, this time courtesy of Mark Reynolds.
Mark Reynolds batting 285, swings on the next pitch, hits a high fly ball. This is to left field, and this game is tied at two.
And then it was Nick Hundley's turn.
The pitch is lifted high into the air to left field again, but Ichiro looking, turning, and that one's gone. And that's three home runs in the inning, and the Rockies now have a 3-2 lead against Paul Clemens here in the second.
So three solo home runs in the span of four batters. Colorado was on top and would stay on top until the last of the fourth when leading off for the Marlins. Marcelo Ozuna did it again. Pitch to Marcelo Ozuna is hit high in the air, a long way to left. Back goes Rayburn at the wall. Goodbye. The Big Bear strikes again. Ozuna with his second in the ballgame to even the score at three. Ozuna with his first ever multiple home run game. We were tied at three in the fourth. In inning number six, Clemens done, five innings, seven hits, three runs on three solo homers. Walk three, struck out two, 78 pitches, 44 strikes. Brian Ellington on to pitch. He struck out the first man, Trevor Story. He got Ryan Rayburn to foul out to first. Two outs, nobody on. Marlins bullpen looking for a 14th consecutive scoreless inning in this series when Ellington faced Mark Reynolds.
Here's the 1-1. And a ball poked into the air, high into the air, to deep left. This is going to be out of here, and a home run for Mark Reynolds to give the Rockies a 4-3 lead. And all seven runs in this game have come now on solo home runs so far. And the Rockies 4, Miami 3.
Now Reynolds has been 0-8 in this series for homering in his first two official at-bats. Colorado was on top for Reynolds' 23rd career multiple home run game. Ellington pitched into the seventh inning with the bases loaded, nobody out. He struck out Nolan Arenado. Then with the lefty, Carlos Gonzalez coming up. Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen. He struck out Cargo. And when Trevor Story hit into an inning, any fielder's choice, Marlins had escaped. The bases loaded, no out behind. Still down a run 4-3. But the Marlins couldn't muster anything against Jorge De La Rosa the rest of the way. De La Rosa went 6, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 3 Ks, 3 solo homers, 98 pitches, 63 strikes. And a string of Rockies relievers hung 0 after 0. Qualls, Logan, Castro, Mott, and Estevez. Colorado in a 4-3 game was looking for more in the ninth after McGowan had worked a scoreless eighth inning. Nick Whitgren came on. He got the first man. He struck out pinch hitter Daniel Scalzo. Then was back to the top of the order for Charlie Blackman.
4-3 Rockies, a 1-2 pitch, and a ball hammered high into the air. Center field, Ozuna back into the corner in right center, and it is gone, and a home run. Another home run for the Rockies, this one by Charlie Blackman, gives them a 5-3 lead here in the ninth inning.
So the first ever 8 home run game here at Marlins Park, and when Carlos Estevez came on and pitched a scoreless last of the ninth, the Rockies had salvaged the final game of this series 5-3. For Colorado, 5 runs and a dozen hits. Rockies made an error and left 8 men on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 6. Jorge De La Rosa, the winner, 4-4. Brian Ellington, the loser, 1-1. Carlos Estevez with his 4th save. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 17 minutes. And a crowd of 18,187 was here to see it. Rockies snap a 3-game slide. They came into town having won 8 of 10, 4 in a row, but they lost the first 3. Take the series finale tonight to improve to 33-36. They're 18-20 on the road. Next stop for them, Yankee Stadium, for 2 games beginning tomorrow night. Marlins, meanwhile, lose for the 2nd time in the last 7 games, just the 10th time in the last 26 at home. They fall to 37-33, 17-17 here at Marlins Park. Our Pepsi stats of the game, they're all home run related. This is the first ever 8 home run game at Marlins Park. The Marlins and the Brewers had a 7 home run game here back in May of 2014. Rockies become the first team ever to hit 5 home runs in the game here at Marlins Park. Nobody ever hit more than 4 in a game. Marlins doing it once, the Braves doing it once, and the Nationals doing it once earlier this year. A couple of other notes of interest. This 8 home run game marks the first time in baseball history, according to BaseballAlmanac.com, that teams have combined to hit 8 home runs in a game in which no other runs were scored. There'd never been a game in which teams hit more than 6 home runs in a game with no other runs scoring. That was an A's Twins game back in 1991. 6 homers accounting for all the runs. That was an 8-4 ball game. Not all solo home runs like in this one. As far as the solo home runs are concerned, there had never before tonight been a game, according to Stats Inc. in baseball history, where teams had combined for more than 5 runs with nothing but solo home runs. Tonight, the Marlins and the Rockies combined for 8 with nothing but solo home runs. Marlins fall to the Rockies 5-3. They win the series, though, 3-1. We'll next see the Rockies at Coors Field August 5th, 6th, and 7th.
The Marlins have now won 5 of their last 7 games. Tonight, we'll do it again at 7:10. Thanks to all those loyal Fish Family listeners, today your bonus code is ATL as the Braves come to the MIA. The Marlins try to improve their 1-5 record against the Braves this season. Go to Marlins.com, view the steals and the deals for discounted tickets. Join us for Marlins on Deck at 6:40 this evening. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the play-by-play at 7:10. Listen on MLB.com using the MLB at Bat app on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.